is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, residing on the banks of Radhakund. And it was Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur who perpetuated the mood of Krishna in overcoming these opposing elements of Arista and Aristotelian philosophy, because by the time of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, many contending philosophies had arisen, and with very strong philosophy, he subdued them all. At that time, the Ramanadiya said, propagated their philosophy so much that Srimati Radharani is not Krishna's eternal consort. She's a heavenly damsel who should not be on the altar with Krishna. And they inspired the king of Jaipur to actually take Srimati Radharani off the altar. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were so disturbed by this that they approached Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and said, "This is unbearable." And he said, "No, it's just Leela. It's her man. She's pouting now. She'll be back." And with the blessings of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyadhushan was able to induce Govinda to speak the Govinda Vasya, which he compiled, which completely defeated that philosophy by which Srimati Radharani was again installed on the altar on Krishna's left side. So this month of Kartik, especially blessed with Srimati Radharani's favor, is the most potent time for Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam, especially regarding those places blessed with the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And therefore devotees perform sadhana during this month, which will attract the favor of Srimati Radhika to bless us with pleasing service to Sri Krishna. Flute for us.
What is the significance of Arista's use compared to the logic dying in the life? So how that is?
What's that?
Arista's use compared to the logic, speculation, logic, Aristotelian logic, you say. What is the significance that logic dying and all happened up to you?
Man-made philosophy, meaning empiric reasoning, has to die in our consciousness before samadhi can reveal the spiritual world to the pure vision of our soul. All these empiric concepts and approaches to the spiritual reality must die before samadhi can reveal, before the Lord can reveal in the pure state of samadhi the actual nature of the spiritual world. or as Srila Prabhupada said it, quoting his own Gurudev, the materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting all conditioned souls to reciprocate with him in eternal devotion, in loving mood. So, Krishna and Balaram kill our anarchists to facilitate our entrance into the state of samadhi. Anything else? Krishna, Krishna. Okay.